Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study in Ephesians chapter 2, we were talking about salvation being God's gift and work, that it has nothing to do with what we do. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
God, holiness is seen clearly in the creation of a hell. And yet, His love is ready to pay in full, that is, in full grace, our debt. But, if His love, if His grace, if His mercy is not received, then one is forever under the divine, holy wrath, although God loved them completely. Love has graciously provided for the sinner all that outraged holiness and justice could ever demand. But it still must be received by the instrument of faith. Now, how does one obtain this faith? Well, the Bible tells us plainly in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Maybe you've heard someone who said, I would like to have the faith to believe that. Then you need to listen to the Word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we realize that when we're saved by grace through faith, it is a gift of God. You have a finished salvation when you receive Christ. Therefore, it rests upon Him as His given gift. It's not reliant upon how faithful you are. You see, your part is to receive it. All the work necessary for salvation was accomplished on the cross at Calvary by the Lord Jesus Christ. The word repent means to change the mind, but it also has the idea of turning from and turning to. One turns from dependence on self, the works of self, and from his sin, and he turns totally in dependence upon the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross for his salvation. Now, let me point out, I don't hold to easy believism, nor do I hold to a work salvation or a lordship salvation. So let me make just some definite statements right now for you on repentance. A changed life is not required for salvation. God does the saving and the life-changing. A changed mind is required. The person who has never changed his mind about God, sin, Christ, and the Bible has never been saved. The new birth is God giving man a new nature. Now, how could this new nature fail to produce a new life? Could God live within an individual's heart without being evidenced in that person's daily life? Friend, the Bible teaches that is not possible. Regeneration is also God's work. A man cannot work up the new birth, nor can he work for it. He cannot work to keep it. God gives the new birth as a gift of grace. But he only gives it to those who repent and place full confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not speaking of Lordship salvation, which has the idea that the true believer will make Christ Lord of every area of his or her life when they get saved, and they will not struggle with sin thereafter. They go on to think that who would struggle with sin have not really properly yielded to Christ's Lordship, and therefore they are not yet saved. Well, my friend, those that teach this deny that there is such a thing as the carnal Christian. So I have to reject their view as unbiblical as well as being false doctrine. Repentance is a fundamental duty. Now, the word fundamental means pertaining to a foundation. Probably that'd be good for you to write that down somewhere. Fundamental means pertaining to a foundation. It is enumerated as one of the first principles in salvation, according to Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. In Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 47, as Christ spoke to the disciples, he showed them how from Genesis through Malachi, the Word of God taught of him those Old Testament scriptures. And he told them, as a result of that, that they should go out and preach, speaking about the unsaved to them, repentance and remission of sin. Now, I think it's interesting. Some people call repentance a work. And if that's the case, then they're saying you only repent after you're saved. They're saying that your Christian life is by works. But my friend, I was saved by grace, and I am kept by grace. My Christian life is based on the grace of God, not on my good works. My good works are still as filthy rags in the sight of God without the work of the Holy Spirit in me and through me. If the hand of God is not with me, then my work is vain. However, our work is never in vain if it's in the Lord. So, preaching, repentance, and faith was the first step God gave in the Great Commission. Salvation is not difficult, my friend. God did not make it difficult. It is simply a sinner acknowledging his sin. Now, conviction is the Holy Spirit's job, not the sinner's. As we see in John chapter 16, verses 8 and 9, we see that the Holy Spirit, when he has come, would convict of sin. Salvation does not produce perfection in this life, but it does require repentance. And repentance is a change of mind toward God, sin, Jesus Christ, and the Bible that will result in a change of action. Now, repentance is not turning from all sin in the sense of some sort of sinless perfection in this flesh. You're going to sin daily. Even this preacher will. However, repentance is a change of mind toward sin so that the sinner no longer intends to walk in rebellion against God. It is turning from a life of self-will to a life of submission. Salvation does not require obedience, but it will result in obedience. Acts chapter 20, verse 21 talks about repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We do not divorce faith in God from repentance. Christ is the anchor of my soul. My faith is exclusively in Him, not in myself, not in my changed life, nor in my Christian experience. Repentance is mentioned in the Synoptic Gospels 27 times and 59 times in the rest of the New Testament. That is a heavy emphasis. And that is, my friend, God's way. Now, it's interesting that Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31 is very clear on who commands repentance. Because it says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And so, it's not only clear on repentance, it's clear on who is to repent. He says, all men. Luke 16 speaks of the rich man in hell, asking that someone be sent to his brothers And when he was told no, he says, but if someone went to them from the dead, they might repent instead of coming to this place. The rich man in hell realized a person needs to repent. Today, there are those who try to eliminate repentance from salvation. And sometimes I think they actually confuse the word repentance with the word do penance. Well, repentance was preached in the Old Testament before and during the law. It was preached by John the Baptist and by Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15 shows that clearly. Repentance was preached on the day of Pentecost. Repentance is taught in the epistles and in the book of Revelation. Repentance is a doctrine to be preached and practiced, thought and taught in all generations. It is something that one does throughout their entire Christian life on earth. Yes, there is a positional repentance when we first come to Christ, and then there is a progressive repentance as Christ works in our heart and begins to do his work of cleaning us up or sanctification. In essence, then, repentance is a change of mind. Instead of doing the work yourself to earn salvation, or from depending on a church or religion or some other means, you are turning to Jesus Christ and trusting his entire work of his death, burial, and resurrection for your salvation. Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and death. You are trusting him wholly for salvation. You are turning to him from sin and self to become his child and servant of righteousness. You are not your own is the mark of repentance toward God. Jesus did all the work for salvation. Ours is to receive it. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Man does not do any part of the work for salvation. To receive it, he must receive it God's way. And that way is to believe the gospel. Call on the Lord to save you and repent. Those three things are simultaneous. They are not a work, rather they are an act of faith based on the gospel promise of the Word of God. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And friend, God still commands all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.